Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Weekly Code Quickies, where the AI wars continue. With Amazon AWS Services releasing their own AI, which can help you with coding, and it's called Code Whisperer. So it whispers you code. Now, is it the Copilot killer? Copilot being Microsoft, actually GitHub's Copilot, which is bought for Microsoft. Microsoft owns almost everything. Now, I tried out AWS Code Whisperer on my own, and it's okay-ish, but a small difference, it's free, for now, at least. So if you take a look at the price, they say that, well, pricing tiers can vary from a free, a individual usage case, to a professional, which will be $19 US, that is, per user, per month. But what it then says down here is that code security scans are $5,500 per user per month, and that is for the professional. So you're going to get a lot of stuff, even if you take the free tier, but if you want more, then you gotta pay for it. Now, I tried it out on my own. First things first, if you want to install it, you just go to your favorite code editor, where it is Visual Studio Code, and you can get it either from the Marketplace Extension tab, or you can get it for your JetBrains, also on their Marketplace Extension. Now, after you have installed it, and in my case, I've been using Visual Studio Code, you're going to be led to a sign-in option. Then you need to sign in. You're also going to get a special verification code. It's going to give it to you in your Visual Studio Code, so it's not over an email, which I thought was pretty interesting. Nevertheless, you're going to get your registration and you're going to log in. Now, after you logged in, you can try out you can try out stuff. For example, I only tried out JavaScript. I also wanted to try out a bit of Python. Didn't have the time because I was wanting to record this. So I tried out just a bit of JavaScript. I asked it a couple of questions. It does not work for CSS. I tried it out. And there's where Copilot has a big advantage because Copilot works for almost everything. Now, they do specify that it works for C, C Sharp, C++, Python, Ruby, I believe, and other languages, and also Java and JavaScript, of course. So I tried it out for JavaScript. It kind of gave me similar results as Copilot, but I didn't dig deeper into it, and also I didn't try it out with React. What I will do later on will be a comparison between AWS's Code Whisperer and Visual Studio Code, no, not Visual Studio Code, GitHub's Copilot. And as they say, you're the pilot and he's the Copilot. And this is a great segue to our next topic, which is Copilot, GitHub's Copilot, releasing their Copilot X, which will be exactly like, not exactly, but it's based on ChatGPT stuff. So you can ask it, analyze my code, comment out my code. What do you think about my code? Give me a code for something. It's going to spit out. So you're going to get a prompter with your GitHub Copilot in the future. It's going to call it Copilot X, and it should be better. Now, you cannot try it out for now. You can only sign up for a wish list or waiting list. I did sign up and I'm waiting on my confirmation. So as soon as I get one and I can try it out, I'm going to inform you. So stick around, and if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. It helps the channel a lot. Please give it a thumbs up if you like the video. Also, subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. And catch you next time. Bye-bye.